This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Man, do we have a lot to get to. There's an update on the driver's license legislation working its way through the New York State Assembly. We'll have some details on that. We've also got possible war with Iran. We've got Joe Biden blaming Trump. We've got Kristen B. Tate. We've got Matt Sharp. We've got Dr. Howard. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Don't worry about a thing. Everything's under control. Don't worry about a thing.
Does it give you your heart a little pause, just a little warming of the cockles there to have Donald Trump just don't worry about it. We got this. Yeah, those mullahs, they're nuts, but we're good. We're all good. That's kind of the tone he took after a series of meetings this morning at the White House. President Trump warning Thursday that America, quote, will not stand for Iran shooting down a U.S. drone over the Strait of Hormuz, which was different than where they said it was. Their crazy nut job military goon got up and was like, hey, it comes across our border. It's over the red line. We choose the right to shoot it down. Now, the U.S. has released actual video of where the exact location was, and it was clearly over the Strait of Hormuz, which is international water, which Iran doesn't have any right to shoot down. So he's warning Iran that they're on notice. He's not going to stand for it. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office alongside Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who no doubt was trying to hide behind his chair, he said they made a very big mistake. He said, I actually find it hard to believe it was intentional. It could have been someone who was just loose and stupid. The remarks left unclear the likelihood of a U.S. response. Congressional leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, all of them attending meetings at the White House today. The downing of the drone via surface-to-air missile was the most recent Iranian provocation. We covered the oil tanker that was hit earlier this week. What some people didn't report, and we didn't even report it, was that they also took a shot at another drone earlier this week. They just happened to miss with that one. Iran claiming the U.S. drone on Thursday over Iranian airspace when it was shot down. Proof has been delivered otherwise. Now, here's the thing. It's bad enough that Iran's shooting at us. That's bad. Bad enough that our enemy that is really ticked. They're basically mad that we're not letting them build their nuclear program. Because the Iran deal, that's what it allowed them to do. It allowed them to build their nuclear program without us messing with them. Then we came out of the program, started putting sanctions back on them. Now they're feeling the pinch, and they're like, but we want to build our nukes. And if you don't let us, we're going to build our nukes. This is, see, their argument's a little nonsensical, right? Well, Lindsey Graham had some suggestions about it. Take a listen to this. Cut one.
You need to tell the Iranians that if they increase their enrichment program for uranium, that would be a provocative act toward the United States. Do not be intimidated by provocative acts to get to the negotiating table. If we give in here through intimidation and, you know, outrageous conduct, then North Korea will do the same, and on and on and on.
Yeah, that's what they're wanting to do. They want us to do now a unilateral sit down with them to say you can start building your nukes again. And Mr. Trump's not having it.
Don't worry about a thing. Everything's under control. Don't worry about a thing.
He's not having it. And he's telling us not to worry about it. But he's telling the mullahs, don't worry about it. You don't need those nukes. It's okay. Now, that would be bad enough if that's all this was. But let me flip the page to another section of FoxNews.com today. Because not long after the midday meetings in the White House, former Vice President Joe Biden blamed Trump for what he called the self-inflicted disaster. Unbelievable. This is Joe Biden's comments. It's a self-inflicted disaster. He says this just hours after Iran shot down our drone in international water. This is the exact quote. President Trump's Iran strategy is a self-inflicted disaster. Two of America's vital interests in the Middle East are preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and securing a stable energy supply through the Straits of Hormuz. Trump is failing on both counts. No, he's not, Joe. When you and Barack, your buddy boss, because that's the way it works, right? Everybody gets a participation trophy, so Barack is the buddy boss. When you guys were in charge, they just kept on working on their program. And you lied to everybody about the fact that it was going to stop them. President Trump has actually stopped them. They're not going to get more pallets of cash. And they're not going to get to use oil revenues to build nukes to wipe Israel and America off the map. Not going to do it. Now, Lindsey Graham was very diplomatic in that soundbite. I was on a conference call with him a couple of nights ago. He was far less diplomatic. Because if Iran keeps doing this, what they need to know is that we're gonna level their refineries. I saw someone on Twitter today told me, no, not the refineries, Kev. Let's take out the power grid. Now, if you take out the power grid, you're gonna kill a lot of civilians. But they've only got two major oil refineries in their nation. You just bomb those guys. Then they can't sell oil, then they have no money. The people don't like that, they'll rise up. The Iranian people are our friends. You need to know this. The Iranian people believe in the United States. They want those mullahs gone. The mullahs are jihadist Nazis, and they want basically to usher in the 13th Imam or whatever it is in the Quranic doctrine that they believe they're living the last days of. These guys are nuts. And what we have to do is make sure that we support the president. I mean, who would you trust? Play Trump again one more time. Listen to this guy.
Don't worry about a thing. Everything's under control. Don't worry about a thing.
He's got it all. He's got it all down. Do you think he's going to do a better job than Joe Biden? President Trump's his Iran policy is a self-inflicted disaster. You know what he's doing there, right? He's blaming President Trump for the Iranians pulling the trigger and shooting our drone down. I really believe this. I think liberals have an issue of psychosis. I do. Because they talk out of both sides of their mouths, and many times it never makes sense in any specific way. President Trump has gotten tough with Iran, something that Obama and Biden did not do. He's making them play clean, something Iran doesn't want to do. They are provoking the U.S. in the Straits of Hormuz for two reasons. One, they want to see our reaction and how we're going to go about this, but they also think that we shouldn't even be in the region. Maybe it's time to add a second carrier to the Strait. I mean, that'd be a lot of firepower right off their shore. It'll be interesting to see, but that's the latest. Now, let me quickly get over to this this other story. Nicole Malliotakis, of course, the fighter in the assembly, trying to fight for the people of New York every single day, sends me photocopies of the Minority Counsel's Office Bill of Memorandum. This is Assembly Bill 8280, Senate Bill 6457. That is connected to, I believe, the driver's license bill. But this bill enacts automatic voter registration. So we're going to give the driver's licenses, and unless the illegal alien opts out, they're going to be registered to vote. How's that work? They will only be not registered if they decline to register and opting out of the application. Will the aliens even know that they're supposed to do that? By law? I'm going to have to get Nicole on maybe tomorrow. We'll go into greater depth. But we got a lot to get to. Kristen B. Tate's here, Matt Sharp of the Alliance Defending Freedom, and Dr. Douglas Howard. Don't go away.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Well, you heard me talking with Mike Lindell live at the Trump rally this week, and you know that Mr. Lindell is very excited about what's happening in the country. It's one of the reasons why he has lowered his price on his MyPillow premiums to only $69.98. He wants to make sure that all this good momentum is accompanied by the best sleep that you've ever gotten. So only $34.99 per pillow, and that's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. The offer is available only only at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo codes. Be listening. I'll give them to you in just a second. Ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. Pillow changed my life. Plain and simple. Tell people that all the time. Stays cool all night. Keeps its shape. Came with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So what would it take for you to try the pillow that's going to help you sleep better for the rest of your life than you've ever slept before? It shouldn't require much, but how would the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV do to incentivize you? $34.99 per pillow, $69.98 for a pair. This offer only available at MyPillow.com. So call 800-651-0798. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-651-0798.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel. In theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, friends, I'm not giving up easily. I'm pretty ticked at Joe Biden's, I just call them anti-American comments. How can the former vice president say that the Iranian shoot down of one of our drones in international waters has anything to do with us? How is that our fault? Blaming the president, that is not right, and I'm very ticked about this. Anyway, continuing on with our coverage of what's going on in the world around us today, Kristen B. Tate rejoins us. She writes at KristenBTate.com. She's a contributor for The Hill, and of course you should be following her on Twitter at Kristen B. Tate. Sometimes she gets her columns mentioned by Brett Baer, which is a show I've never had my columns mentioned on at all. So I'm very impressed. Kristen, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kev.
Let's talk a little bit about Iran. How are you? I mean, you're a libertarian. You're not a war hawk by any stretch of the imagination. How do you interpret what Joe Biden is saying and how people are responding today?
Well, I think it's very obvious how the media is reacting to what's going on and how Joe Biden is reacting to what's going on. Their narrative is very, very obvious. Everything is Trump's fault. And you know, what I find really interesting, Kevin, is this narrative that Trump is eager to go to war with Iran. That couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, he was running on a relatively isolationist platform in 2016, at least compared to the other Republicans. So this idea that Trump somehow wants to go to war is laughable. But I also think that when it comes down to it, Trump will defend America. And if that means we need to take action, I don't think he's afraid to do that either.
Yeah, no, I think that you're right. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how much more bellicose Iran thinks that they can get, because I don't think that this is the kind of administration that you're going to push around. But somehow they haven't gotten the message. Mexico got the message. China's getting the message. North Korea has gotten the message on some level. But Iran thinks they can kind of, you know, say, tell him to go pound sand. And I don't think he's going to take that well. We'll see. But, you know, it's yet to be determined. Hey, let's get into a couple of other things here in New York State, because I know that immigration is one of your favorite, you know, topics to write and talk and think about. The governor here is wanting to give driver's licenses to illegals across the board. Good or bad for the American people?
Definitely bad. I mean, if you want to encourage more illegal immigration, this is exactly what you do. You give people who came here illegally licenses, you allow them to use services subsidized by taxpayers, and you essentially, you know, let them off the hook for breaking the law. Now, I would be more open to this kind of thing if we could first secure the border and come up with a zero tolerance policy at the border, but you can't start giving amnesty and driver's licenses and taxpayer-funded goodies to people here illegally while the border is basically open, because, of course, that will incentivize waves of new people to come into the country. But as you know, Kevin, that's exactly what the Democrats want. Yeah. They want that. So that's their goal, I think.
And I'm going to go so far as to say I don't think they'd be all that upset if maybe those driver's licenses got confused for legal identification at voting booths.
Of course. They would love
that. We miss one or two here or there, you know. But here's the thing, and this is, and I've not been able to get a good answer on this. So I asked this on Twitter yesterday. Why are Democrats so uninterested in the documents that the people have who are coming across the border? But once they're inside the border, they want to make sure that they can give them a document. Why do they need the document once they're in? Why don't just say to, you know, whoever pulls you over, yeah, I'm an undocumented. And why can't they just let them off? Oh, you're driving. You don't have a license. But, you know, we didn't ask you for any kind of identification when you came in. So here, just keep on driving. Go kill some people, run them over, whatever. We didn't care about it enough to stop it when you were coming. Why should we care about it now that you're here?
Right. Well, they don't want to care about documents at the border because they just want to let everyone in. And to your point, they also have been allowing illegal immigrants to fly on airplanes without proper documentation. TSA and multiple airports in Texas have been ordered to basically let these migrants onto planes without documents and fly them into the interior of the country. So they don't care about documents there either. But once these people get to the blue states where they relocate, or wherever they relocate, even the red states, then the Democrats want them to have documentation so that they can be, you know, welcomed into our society and become part of our community, where they can eventually most likely vote.
Then why don't you just vote? Here, just vote. I don't need to know. Just vote. Just here's a ballot. Just walk in there and just hit the D, you know, the button that says D. Just hit that button and then just come out and give me the thing. And then just vote, you know, just vote. That's an interesting going to be slant on it, because, of course, everybody in New York State saying, oh, no, our legislation is going to prevent that. You know, it's going to be bulletproof. There's no way we're going to be able to allow them to vote. And I'm like, OK, yeah, whatever. Hey, let's talk about this.
Coming from the same Democrats, by the way, who say that voter ID is racist. So,
well, and you know what? It's the same group of people that are killing their own citizens in post-abortive abortions. But they're importing voters from other places around the world. I mean, the Democratic Party is a psychotic party that has provable psychosis in how they think. because they are constantly contradicting their own positions on things.
Yep. And here's the thing, though, Kevin, I can't see how this line of attack and this narrative from the Democrats is going to play in their favor in 2020. I just don't see how any American citizens are going to be mobilized to go vote for Democrats on this platform of, like, letting the entire third world into the country, opening our borders, raising taxes. Maybe I'm naive in saying that, but I just don't see how that agenda is going to motivate American citizens to go vote en masse for Democrats. Yeah. I really don't.
Well, it's going to be something that they're going to have to import a lot more. But maybe that's why Donald Trump, you know, kicking his party off this week, and I was there. Maybe that's why he was able to raise $25 million in 24 hours. And that's four times the amount of money that any Democrat raised in the first 24 hours of their campaigns. Maybe American people, maybe not showing up in polls, but maybe they are plenty ticked off about all of this, and they're ready to put an end to it.
And Donald Trump is the only Republican willing to call out the Democrats for exactly what they are. So yeah, people are glad to finally have a fighter who's calling out the problems and calling out the left. And that's exactly why they're so motivated. And that's why Republicans are so enthusiastic about Trump in a way that Republicans haven't been enthusiastic about a candidate in a long time. I mean, you didn't see Republican voters this excited about George Bush when he ran for re-election or Mitt Romney. Trump is a different kind of candidate.
Nope, totally. Read her on KristenBTate.com. All of her columns appear there. She's a contributor for The Hill. Watch her on television. Read her Twitter. Kristen, always good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, as always, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we push on. Alliance Defending Freedom and the Cross headline today. Stay with us. Hi there, Kevin McCullough. I am feeling 100% on top of my game today. You know why? Because I took my fruits and veggies. See, I started yesterday at 2:30 in the morning flying to Orlando for that big rally last night. It was up late all through the rally. Then I got up at 2:30 again to come back to New York, only to be bombarded by travel delays at the airports and the bus stations and the train subway stations, everything else. Everything went wrong today. But I didn't let it worry me because I took my fruits and veggies, and every daily dose, just the normal dose of Balance of Nature, has got 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. I upped that to about 10 capsules each. That's why I've got all the energy. You start taking it, you're going to see the same thing. Better looking skin, lots more energy, an improvement to the quality of your life. Get Balance of Nature right now. Get the difference. See it for yourself. You get 30% off when you call. You're going to get free shipping, but you've got to do it today. 30% discount and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. But in either case, use the promo code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Well, you heard me talking with Mike Lindell live at the Trump rally this week. And you know that Mr. Lindell is very excited about what's happening in the country. It's one of the reasons why he has lowered his price on his MyPillow premiums to only $69.98. He wants to make sure that all this good momentum is accompanied by the best sleep that you've ever gotten. So only $34.99 per pillow, and that's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. The offer is available only at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-651-0798.
You got to use the promo codes. Be listening. I'll give them to you in just a second. Ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. Pillow changed my life. Plain and simple. Tell people that all the time. Stays cool all night. Keeps its shape. Came with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So what would it take for you to try the pillow that's going to help you sleep better for the rest of your life than you've ever slept before? It shouldn't require much, but how would the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV do to incentivize you? $34.99 per pillow, $69.98 for a pair. This offer only available at MyPillow.com. So call 800-651-0798. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-651-0798.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I sure wish we were past this point, but a huge ruling today at the Supreme Court, and my next guest from the Alliance Defending Freedom telling me that they had a stake in this case, as I think do all good Americans. Welcome to the Defense of Freedom Month. Kevin McCullough continuing to make the case that we want you to be involved, and we want you to stand with our partners at Alliance Defending Freedom, because as my intro said right there, they are going into the courtrooms, and they are fighting for people to make sure that the First Amendment is protected, that your right to religious expression is protected, and that the Constitution is upheld when these municipalities and states and special interest liberal groups try to shut people down in those arenas. And we're asking you to stand with them. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. You can also make a donation by going to am970theanswer.com. But they take every case they take pro bono. And that is how so many of these folks that would never be able to afford this kind of representation are able to see these rights protected. Matt Sharp is a counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. And in fact, he directs the Center for Legislative Advocacy, and he is a very busy guy. Matt, it has to be good news to see the Supreme Court come down 7-2 today in favor of the cross.
Absolutely. We were really happy to see that. We had filed an amicus brief on behalf of several veterans organizations representing thousands of individuals, the very individuals who are often honored by memorials like this. And so we were happy to see that these individuals who had given everything to serve their country, that these memorials recognizing their sacrifice were going to be upheld. And for the court to reject this idea that because someone is offended by these, that that's the basis to take down this cross.
This cross stood since what, World War One?
Yeah, that's right.
And the argument that the other side was making was what? Why were they saying it should be torn down? Because it caused people PTSD to see a religious symbol in public or something?
Yeah, it's this whole idea that because for the cross does have some, you know, religious significance for some people of faith, that they say, well, the only proper understanding of that cross must be to promote Christianity and to elevate it above other religions. But we know that that's nonsense. There are crosses like this across the country, across the world, that are all specifically there to recognize the sacrifices of brave men and women,
right,
who have given everything that they have to serve our country. And so this whole idea that simply because a cross or other religious symbol can take on an additional meaning to represent the service of our fallen soldiers is complete nonsense. And so we were happy to see the court reject that terrible idea.
Matt Sharp is senior counsel and the director of the Center for Legislative Advocacy at Alliance Defending Freedom. And Matt, we're asking people to proactively step into a partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. We're asking for 50 people to give a one-time gift of $100. But what do those gifts help do when they give them to ADF?
Yeah, they go for a variety of things, from helping us draft this brief on behalf of these veterans to helping defend religious liberty, sanctity of life, and a variety of other circumstances. One going on not too far from you guys is a group of girls who have filed a complaint with the U.S. government because they have been denied equal opportunities when it comes to sports and athletics, specifically being forced to compete against boys in athletics and denied the opportunity to excel using their God-given talents.
Yeah. We just touched on that case a little bit yesterday. It's so bizarre, Matt, to think that, you know, and I've got a young daughter. I don't want her competing with or against boys down the road. I don't want them in her locker room. I don't want them hitting her on the soccer field. I don't want any of that stuff going on. But it takes a group like Alliance Defending Freedom really clarifying it, almost at times, the definitions of words to get the courts to rule the right way, does it not?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. In fact, a lot of this insanity that's going on with female athletes in sports is because of this effort to redefine what the term sex means. Rather than it being there's males and there's females, it now means whatever you want it to mean. And as a result, you end up with Selena, our client that we're representing in this, being denied a spot in the regional championships because a guy took her spot.
Yeah.
It means that the 10 state records that had been set by 10 different girls were now held by a single guy that had just in the past year had come to steal all of those records away from girls. All of that results from this insanity of redefining sex.
Yeah, it took 20 years for those original 10 records to be established, and this very mediocre male track athlete who did not do well in the male division did not change his biology or his anatomy and competed in the female division, said, "I identify as a woman," and shattered all those records. I can't imagine the heartbreak. But friends, this, you're listening, this is why we need Matt in the courtroom fighting for a little young woman like Celine. And that's what they're doing. So become a partner with ADF today. It is very simple to do. Just call 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or go to am970theanswer.com and click on the ADF banner as we defend freedom all month long. Matt Sharp, thank you for the good work. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, it's a Wellness Thursday with Dr. Douglas Howard. Don't go away. Hi there, Kevin McCullough. I am feeling 100% on top of my game today. You know why? Because I took my fruits and veggies. See, I started yesterday at 2:30 in the morning flying to Orlando for that big rally last night. I was up late all through the rally. Then I got up at 2:30 again to come back to New York, only to be bombarded by travel delays at the airports and the bus stations and the train subway stations, everything else. Everything went wrong today. But I didn't let it worry me because I took my fruits and veggies, and every daily dose, just the normal dose of Balance of Nature, has got 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. I upped that to about 10 capsules each. That's why I've got all the energy. You start taking it, you're going to see the same thing. Better looking skin, lots more energy, an improvement to the quality of your life. Get Balance of Nature right now. Get the difference. See it for yourself. You get 30% off when you call. You're going to get free shipping, but you've got to do it today. 30% discount and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. But in either case, use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Well, you heard me talking with Mike Lindell live at the Trump rally this week, and you know that Mr. Lindell is very excited about what's happening in the country. It's one of the reasons why he has lowered his price on his MyPillow premiums to only $69.98. He wants to make sure that all this good momentum is accompanied by the best sleep that you've ever gotten. So only $34.99 per pillow, and that's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. The offer is available only at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo codes. Be listening. I'll give them to you in just a second. Ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. Bill changed my life. Plain and simple. Tell people that all the time. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, came with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So what would it take for you to try the pillow that's going to help you sleep better for the rest of your life than you've ever slept before? It shouldn't require much, but how would the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV do to incentivize you? $34.99 per pillow, $69.98 for a pair. This offer only available at MyPillow.com. So call 800-651-0798. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-651-0798.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
And I cannot sing the praises of those fruits and vegetables, those God-created wonderful gifts to us better than I could in the last week. Friends, I had a really tough last few days. I had two trips in the same week, and I haven't done that in years. But driving down and back down the shore to Atlantic City in less than 24 hours and then flying to Orlando for the president's rally down and back, starting at 2 a.m. and getting home like the next morning at 9 a.m. And it was just an insane period of time from Friday through Tuesday this week. But you know what? I just upped my fruits and veggies. My energy level was good. I did not get the symptomatic little sniff that I get a lot of times when my energy level is kind of worn down or I get really tired. And I'm telling you, those things work. 800-246-8751. You've got to try them for yourself. Anyway, Dr. Douglas Howard is back. Doc, thank you for creating and formulating fruits and veggies. I know that God created them, but you put them together for us, and it has been such a gift to my own personal health. And I feel like I owe you a deep debt of thanks every time we speak, because I just feel so good.
That's good. It's funny. I sit and I listen to that, and I just think, I am so excited for you. Isn't that great? Just really quick, that reminds me, it was yesterday, your time. I'm in Germany now. So yesterday I was talking with the health coaches, the whole group, and I was just talking along, and I heard one of them, a health coach, come on and say, somebody said, oh, yeah, I have something like, I have more energy. And they go, wow, that's great. And I said to him, were you really surprised? And they go, no. I said, by raise of hands, who here has had that experience with somebody? And then they all raise their hands. And I went through some different diabetes and high blood pressure and things and, you know, got most hands out of it. I said, so why do you sound surprised? What I love to say to people is I go, wow, that is awesome. Now, what are you going to do? How is that new energy going to change your life? And that's sincere from my heart. That's what I mean by it. Wow, your blood sugar's down. How is that going to change your life? Tell me what you're going to do with that new bit of health now. Yeah. Anyways, and so that's how I talk about with you when I hear that.
Well, and you know, I'm old for being a young dad, because I'm going to be 50 next year, but my kids are all under 10. So, you know, I want to extend my ability longer years. I want stronger years, because there's going to be a lot of basketball hoops that need to be shot and a lot of soccer games that need to go to, a lot of things that I don't want to lose any moments of those moments. And I just tell everybody fruits and veggies are helping me do it all. Hey Doc, we've been talking,
you want that vitality, yeah, okay,
every day. We've been going through this list of these 20 common sense things that people should know but they probably don't. And we're up to number 12, and it just says health is about more than your weight. But, you know, I read a statistic. There's something like $28 billion a year spent by Americans on weight loss products to try to just get themselves obsessed with getting themselves at the right weight. What's your take on this?
People have to understand, it's not, if we concentrate on the weight, we might get the weight down, but it doesn't mean we'll be healthy. And there's a thousand ways out there, and I'm not exaggerating when I say a thousand ways. There's thousands of ways that I could tell you to lose weight that will not be healthy. And so we have to concentrate on our health. And when we teach with our health coaches, this is the main thing we teach and work with, is we teach on the health triad, that there's a basis of three elements of health we always have to be concentrating on. And listen to me, because they're not the same three that you hear over and over again. but they are, there's a physical aspect of health. And then there's a spiritual and emotional. That's one side. People split those out. Spiritual, emotional, mental, that's all one side. And then you have a chemical side of health. And that includes nutrition, but it also includes the food you eat, includes the trash you eat, and it includes the drugs you take. It also includes, the air around you, but everything in every cell you have is run chemically. And if you don't concentrate on all three of those sides, you'll never have health. And when you just concentrate on one, the problem is it can drive you to some of those things that you were just talking about. It can drive you to take things that are actually unhealthy or do things that are unhealthy. And so getting your health down actually costs you years on your life instead of giving you years on your life. And that's the bad part of it.
Well, and I understand that we live in an increasingly visual age, and so people are looking for shortcuts to get the weight to look right on their frame and to do all that. But Dr. Howard, I've got to think that we're missing, and the culture is not going to help them, because the culture is going to focus on the aesthetic and not on the actual substance. And what you're arguing for is get healthy, and the aesthetic will follow. But once you're feeling well.
You know, we have people all the time that call in and they'll say, wow, I've lost 20 pounds. And somebody else will say, wow, it didn't do that for me or whatever. And it doesn't do that on everybody. But generally, here's what it does. It gives you, when you have the proper chemistry, then you have the drive to get up and do the things you need to do, or the drive to get up and exercise, or to take a walk, or to do something. So it doesn't actually cause the weight loss per se, quote unquote, but it puts you in the proper mindset, because chemistry, you know, what do we call people in depression? Chemically what?
Imbalanced.
Chemically imbalanced. And we can balance that chemistry and help a person be in the proper mindset, have the proper energy to do the things they need to do. And then that weight just starts coming off, and the cravings for different things. We hear this every single day. I just don't crave the sugars like I used to. I just don't crave this or that like I used to.
Yeah.
And or they're able, their doctors are able to reduce them off of certain medications that cause weight retention. You have to look at all three sides of that, and that's why it's so very important. And another thing is where that weight packs on. That's why for men it's so important. You know, that belly fat, that in that area is that abdominal cavity, that fat in that area is very dangerous, because it puts pressure on the heart, and it's more strenuous on the heart vessels and things like that. So not only where that is, but what you're doing and what makes that. For example, we've all heard it called a beer belly. Well, we know how to get rid of a beer belly.
Stop drinking.
One is reduce the amount of beer you drink.
That's right.
And then get up and walk.
Yeah. Get moving, and friends, get that good nutrition in you, the fruits and veggies. I'm gonna swear by them till I leave this earth. They help you. 10 servings of 31 combined fruits and veggies in a normal daily dose. And right now, 30% off your first order and free shipping. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Doc, it's always good to have you. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Great to be with you.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis, comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel. In theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and show times at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy, because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money.
Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
As I said, big news day. Thanks to Dr. Howard, by the way, for helping us understand. You know, wellness isn't as complicated as some people like to make it, but he sure makes it simple, and I appreciate that. Also grateful that Matt Sharp was able to give us some insight on the big win at the Supreme Court. 7-2. 7-2. That means some of those left-wing kooks were on the right side of it again. And that's the thing, that the Memorial Cross from World War One, it should have never even, this shouldn't have even been an issue, should have never even gone to the Supreme Court. But this is why judges make such a difference. This is why elections make such a difference. And friends, if we don't want to see our freedoms completely stripped by the socialist body that is burgeoning to take over our country, namely the Democratic Party, we need to consider helping groups like the Alliance Defending Freedom make sure that those freedoms are, in fact, still protected long after we are gone. I'm looking for 50 partners that will stand up and say, we will make sure that Alliance Defending Freedom is there to take the pro bono work the next time someone has their First Amendment rights in jeopardy. 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. You can also give a gift by going to AM 970 The Answer. That's my flagship station in New York. Click on that button and then just click through on the ADF and you can give a gift right there online as well. That's a super easy way to do it. Now, real quickly, there are a number of other things that we didn't get to. Do you remember back in the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh? Do you remember that there were some private, personal things that got doxed on him, private information that got put out to the public and so forth? They've traced it back to two Democratic aides. I think one of them worked for Dianne Feinstein. I'm not sure who the other one worked for. One of them got sentenced yesterday. He's going to jail. This is the kind of fight that we need to be putting up against these dirty tactics that seek to tear people apart instead of doing the work of the people, which is what people are there for. One other thing, there's this interesting debate going on about reparations. Sheila Jackson Lee, all upset about it. Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, knows a little something about what it's like to be black. Was a victim, her best friends were the victims of the Birmingham bombings. Anyway, she was asked by an NBC reporter to comment on how much worse racism is under President Trump. I guess assuming, you know, she had been a Bush appointee, and maybe her response was classic today. It's worse. It's worse. Sure doesn't feel worse. Well said, Dr. Rice. Well said. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you tomorrow on the Big Friday edition, Kevin McCullough Radio.